So this was freedom. The canoe went with the river's tide, water bumping against the bow. Dirk van Dyke looked at the little girl and wondered, was this journey a terrible mistake? Big river calling him to the north, big sky calling him to the west, land of many rivers, land of many mountains, land of many forests. How far did it continue? Nobody knew, not for certain. High above the eagles, only the sun on its huge journey westward could ever see the whole of it. Yes, he had found freedom here, and love in the wilderness. Van Dyke was a large man. He wore Dutch pantaloons, boots with turnover tops, and a leather jerkin over his shirt. Now they were approaching the port, he had put on a wide-brimmed hat with a feather in it. He gazed at the girl, his daughter. Child of his sin. How old was she? 10? 11? She had been so excited when he'd agreed to take her downriver. She had her mother's eyes, a lovely Indian child. Pale Feather, her people called her. Only her pale skin betrayed the rest of her story.
Soon we shall be there,
the Dutchman spoke in Algonquin, the language of the local tribes. New Amsterdam, a trading post, a fort and little town behind a palisade. But it was important all the same in the worldwide commercial empire of the Dutch. The girl was looking forward, downstream. Van Dyke sat facing her, his back resting against a large pile of skins, beaver mostly, that filled the center of the canoe. The canoe was large and broad, its sides made of tree bark, sturdy but light. Four Indians paddled, two fore, two aft. Just behind them a second boat, manned by his own men, followed them downstream. He'd needed to take on this Indian canoe to carry all the cargo he had bought. He spoke again. He did not want to hurt her, but it had to be done.
You must not say, I am your father.
The girl glanced down at the little stone pendant that hung around her neck, a tiny carved face painted red and black.
What was she thinking? Did she understand?
He could not tell. From behind the rocky cliffs that stretched up the western bank like high stone palisades, there now came a distant rumble of thunder. The sound echoed down the river and dissolved in space. Pale Feather let the pendant fall, a tiny gesture, full of grace. Then she looked up.
Shall I meet your wife?
Dirk van Dyke gave a little intake of breath. His wife Margarita had no idea he was so near. He'd sent no word ahead of his return. But could he really hope to bring the girl ashore and conceal her from his wife? He must have been mad. He twisted round and stared down the river. They had already reached the northern end of the narrow territory called Manhattan, and they were running with the tide. It was too late to turn back now.